All right, so here we've got a sort of a companion piece to last week's photo, Yucca Tales. This is kind of an illustration of what effect a super shallow depth of field has on composition. I shot this at f1.8, focusing manually, and it was similar to last week's, but that was shot at f2.8, and you've got a similar composition overall. You've got the subject on the right-hand lower quadrant of the photo, and you've got the context for it sort of filling out the background. And I was about the same distance from the subject, too, when I shot this. I don't know, maybe a 15 inches or something. I didn't measure, but it's something like that. It was pretty close. And last week, there was a clear focal point, that little white tendril coming off the leaf. And so there's this clear focal point along with the context. So you could see what was happening the rest of the photo. And I'm big on context. I talk about a lot on this blog, probably a bit too much. But this photo, we're missing that context element mostly. So you see the purple berries or whatever they are, and then just a giant blurry mess behind it. So there's some leaves, but it just sort of all devolves into this blurry, cloudy, messy whatever. And you lose this sense of context. And it's almost like losing sight of the forest for the trees. You're supposed to see the berries, i.e. the signs of life in mid-December, but then you have this crazy blurry background, which is a bit too much. It's almost distracting. And I do this sort of I'm posting this as sort of an object lesson in why it's not always that great to shoot at f1.8. And anytime you're trying to get some sort of blurry effect in your photo, you got to be careful about how you do it. I mean, I'm not saying never go for this, but you have to do it intentionally. And some people make the mistake when they start experimenting with these blurred backgrounds and whatnot, that the more blur, the better. And I'm not here to say what's right and wrong for any given photographer, but I will offer a note of caution in that just because you can get super blurry doesn't mean you should always do it. And just hold back a little bit. Don't overdo it. Now, as sort of a tangent to that, I was reading the internet, a forum on the internet the other day, and this guy, he posted a thread. He had a nice DSLR, but it sat on his shelf all the time, and he was sort of in this creative rut, and he didn't really know how to get over this creative rut. And a lot of people offered good suggestions, and it was actually a pretty thought-provoking discussion. And I know that happens with a lot of people. It's a common thing where we have something creative that we like to do, an instrument we like to play, or a camera in this case that we like to use, or something that we like to do, but we end up getting stuck in a rut where we don't feel challenged and we don't feel like we're really growing. We just feel like, well, I've accomplished that. I can check that off my list now. And it's hard to get that mojo back and get back into that creative nirvana that happens sometimes when something is new and you're learning it for the first time. And my suggestion is, whatever it is that you're passionate about, whatever it is that you like doing, just do it. In this case, if it's a camera, no one's going to take it off your shelf for you. If you want to get back into photography, if your camera's just sitting on your shelf and you're not sure what to do, pick it up and take it off your shelf and go out and start shooting. Even if you have nowhere to go, go to your backyard. I shot this in my backyard. I was out in my my kids and I were out on a Saturday morning. We were all raking leaves and playing. And yeah, I got a lot of shots of the kids. But then I turned around and I see these berries on this tree. And I've seen this a thousand times before. And I took some pictures. And sure enough, I liked one. Yes, it's a bit too much. So I'm sort of using it as a lesson in what not to do as far as getting those blurry bokeh-rific backgrounds, but still, it was a new way of looking at something that I've already seen many times before. And if you don't do that, then you're not going to get out of that creative rut. It's not just going to happen automatically. You've got to make an effort. So I don't care if you got a kit lens, a pocket camera, an iPhone, whatever it is. If you're into photography, grab your camera and go outside and start shooting. Or if it's too cold, go inside and start shooting and see the things that have always been around you in a new light. Now, don't get me wrong. I also have creative ruts, especially in wintertime. And I like being outside. And it's hard to do that when you've got two little kids and there's a lot of other obligations. But man, the best way to get that camera off your shelf is to physically get it off your shelf and go out and start shooting.